let me, before I ask a specific question, just get you to briefly summarize, you know, your thoughts on the energy infrastructure here in Southeast and what can be done or what needs to be done to make it better.
I'm a strong supporter of the Southeast Intertie. A lot of these communities, such as Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, we already have projects in place in hydropower. I think that we can move forward and connect all these communities together. It's not something that's going to happen right away, but it's a long-term goal that we could work towards. I believe that we can, Petersburg and Wrangell, Thomas Bay Power Authority, and now SEPA, for years have worked and made it so that we have affordable energy. And I think that we can bring that throughout the region and through all of Southeast.
And keeping it affordable, I mean, is the trick, especially as people, you know, move away from oil and toward electric for everything. I know that's one of the problems we've had here in Sitka is the demand keeping up and trying to avoid major rate increases while also trying to keep people, keep the lights on.
Right. And there's going to be other spikes when the canneries and stuff are working. You know, they're going to be using more energy. And in Petersburg, I know we've seen, if you look at the graphs, wintertime is actually a bigger peak than the summertime. And it is because so many people are turning over to electric. But I think that it's something that we can work towards, you know, and not only making sure that we have that infrastructure for ourselves, but hopefully it will be a way that we can diversify ourselves if we ever get it into the sale of hydropower.
I know every time you come to visit, we ask you about the marine highway system.
Yes.
And it was mentioned during the forum that you did with KFSK.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, you know, if you're elected to the state legislature, what improvements will you push to make?
I'd like to see more travel done in the wintertime. I'd like to see better access for locals here in the district, a better schedule, not so much layup time. All these ships are going to need time to be repaired, you know, as part of operations. We all understand that. But I do think that there could be different things done.
How do you do that?
Well, you talk to the people that are working the system. I think that really we could go further than just the DOT, but talk to the people on the ships, the maintenance crews, and see what they need, different things like that.
You mentioned as one of your major reasons for running that you've been dissatisfied with the effectiveness of Peggy Wilson during her time in the legislature. So if elected, what committees would you seek to be on? What jobs would you seek to hold to make this district seat more effective in your view?
Well, first of all, it's not that I'm dissatisfied with Peggy. Obviously, I'm running for certain reasons. Again, my hat's off to her. Being a legislator is an incredibly difficult job, and you know, I do respect what she's been trying to do. Different committees, you know, you look at the different chairmanships and stuff that a person can have in the legislature. I think that it's important that we strive for finance or for rules or any just more little stronger committees than what we've seen in this district.